welcome. It is the third week in February, the second week of the Winter Olympics. Well, the wrap up of the first week and the start of the second week of the Winter Olympics. And our Olympic coverage is going to be wall to wall this week. Because you know what? There are no other sports going on.
It's a goddamn lie.
It's a wasteland.
That's a goddamn lie. We got the NBA All-Star. We got NFL players.
Which was on break, so we don't have.
But the weekend was NBA All-Star game, so there's a sport other than the Olympics to talk about.
Yeah, there was a game. There was an All-Star game.
Jesus Christ, guy.
But
get with the fucking program.
This is our Olympic size coverage of the Olympics. This is your Minority Sports Report.
And I just found that out right now. Olympics, baby!
Woo! So, after the first week of games, first week of
game of
competitions. Oh, no, that's 60 days away.
Okay.
But America is tied with... Fuck you, man! America is tied with Russia in the overall medal count. With 18 apiece.
Pretty nice.
John, I got a question for you to start off with our Olympic segment. What was your best Olympic moment if you've had one so far?
I haven't had one.
Not even with the curling?
No, because I didn't get to watch a lot of it. Because I had school and shit.
Oh, you didn't DVR it?
Nah, forgot. Yep. All that hype for nothing. All that fucking hype for nothing. I'd have to say there's nothing that like caught my eye, but I'm just like amazed at the sheer athleticism of all the competitors. I guess that's like the biggest thing I'm taking away from this Olympics, because I could care less, honestly. Yeah. It's a winter sports, you know. But, you know, of course I want America to win. Well, the United States of America. I don't have a problem. But yeah, I just, like I said, just the, it's literally the best in the fucking world.
Yeah, you know? No, America won its first gold in ice dancing.
Ice dancing.
Which John and I listened to a very long segment where they debated the very fine minutia of ice dancing.
Yeah, it was so fucking weird.
But the point that I came across most was that the team that finished second was the Canadian team, and they posted the highest score ever.
Yeah.
The world record score for, you know, that segment of the competition. And then the Americans came in, and then they beat it by 2 points, or like 0.2 points or something.
Two whole points.
And so, you know, that's what the Olympics are about. That's what it should be. You should have the world record shattered in the next one if the athletes are good enough, if that's what it's about. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And, you know, John and I did not watch the ice dancing competition when they delayed broadcasted it.
Yeah, because I have the internet.
Yeah,
and so we headlines.
We knew it, but I did have a good Olympic moment. Men's hockey team beat Russia, and I got to DVR it, so I didn't have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to watch it live.
You want to go in a little depth in that?
But the Americans beat Russia 3-2 after a 8-round shootout, which is like awesome.
Even I know that's fucking bananas.
And it was crazy. The hero of the night was TJ Oshie, who did the best PR ever when they were like, well, people are calling you an American hero. And what does TJ Oshie say? He says, no, the real heroes are out there wearing camo.
Camo!
Oh, so suddenly everybody loves you.
And yep, when I had my camo shirt on, I was like, thank you, nigga. Thank you. No,
John, American hero.
American.
And I don't use that word lightly.
Just kidding. I don't own any camo. That's tacky. But anyway, yeah, that shit is that's amazing.
But
man.
Russia,
baby, take it and suck it.
Suck it, Putin. The best parts were the shots of him in his fucking box, looking all sad and being like, "This does not please me. This is He said, I will take off my shirt and play. You know, so...
But he'll be like the 80s villain. He'll be cheating and shit.
Yeah, he's the crazy. Evil... He's the evil coach, the Ron Rivera.
No, 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 but he'll be on the ice with no shirt. And somehow, be like fucking everybody up. Have snipers up in the fucking balconies and shit.
Nobody's gonna hurt Putin. But yeah, I don't care if it's Canada or America, just as long as somebody wins a gold besides Russia.
Yeah, as long as it's not Russia.
Oh man, that's all I care about.
That'd be fucked. That's great. Lose the biggest game that matters in your home.
Yeah, on the home ice, that's all they care about. It's like all the Chinese cared about was female gymnastics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I watched the ski aerial competition, mm-hmm. the ski jump aerial. Chinese are really good at it. Why? Because it's fucking gymnastics on skis.
Yes, exactly.
And
that's a really good point.
Yeah. So there's that. Figured you out, China.
Fucking cheaters.
Yeah. Come out with your Russian and Chinese flags. You mother. That was such a fuck you.
Yeah, it was.
I have enjoyed the Olympics. I always enjoy the Olympics. Cross-country skiing. I watch more cross-country skiing than I care to admit.
Yo, I know, but that shit's wild, man.
I like hearing this cross-country skiing announcers because they get so psyched about it. He's like, oh, he's only a half second behind. That's usually...
And I'm, just like, fucking wild.
I'm just like, yeah, man, you love that sport. And it's, you know, it's just... From one geek to another geek, I can respect that, you know? No matter how obscure or weird, you have a passion for it. You have a love for it. And I like when I can hear that.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know.
Either that or you're a fucking pro.
Yeah, or you're a pro. But, yeah, I mean, the other notable Olympic moments, America won its first medal in bobsledding. Granted, it was shameful bronze, the first time since 1952.
Yeah, that run was pretty sloppy too, man.
Yeah, and we did watch that.
Yeah, we watched that part, yeah.
But, you know, America won a bronze there. The gold in ice dancing, obviously, I guess not obviously, but I mean.
Shameful bronze.
Shameful bronze. Because you're only the third best in the world. But, yeah, so I don't know. I know a lot of people don't care about the Winter Games, but I like it. World events, like John likes world events as well. And it's always...
I do, man, and I feel really bad that I'm like, you know, I don't care for the Winter Olympics as much as I... Dude,
I just don't think there's as many obscure, exciting winter events as there are in like summer games.
Like after curling, I watched some like women's U.S. curling. They were like going against Russia one night, and I shit you not, my heart was racing during the curling match.
Oh no!
I was like, I have to go to sleep. It's fucking 3 a.m. I got.
We watched.
I can't do this shit.
USA versus fucking. Oh, they were playing the Germans. It was the men's team.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
though.
We were like, you know, it's not a hard game to figure out, but like, you know, it was. I can't. I think the same thing happened where I had to go to bed.
Yeah, it was too intense. Like my heart was literally racing. Like, yo, these bitches better fucking smash these Russian holes. You know. It was so crazy too, because like the Russian team was like 26, and then the American team were like fucking moms, you know, soccer moms in their 40s and shit. I was like, wow, man, night and day, yo, night and fucking day. But yeah, it was really intense the little bit that I did watch, and that's part of the reason why I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna watch it because it's on way too late. I want to watch it live ish so I don't get the headlines, but it's too intense for me to watch it. Curling, it's like football for me. It's weird, man. I really like that shit.
Well, yeah.
But I can't miss a football game. I can miss curling.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit was cool. It's wild. Olympic bodies. Damn.
Yeah, they're hot. A lot of eye candy at the Olympics. Just saying.
Eye candy.
You know.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just, you know, all the girls are cute. All the girls are cute. Except, you know, they're covered in
all
head to toe.
Girls. Okay, they all have banging features.
Yeah.
You can find something that's a 10 on an Olympian.
Yeah.
That is usually geared towards sexual attractiveness. There it is.
Male covers, or female.
Yeah, male or female. That covers the whole thing. It's awesome.
So, yeah, it's always nice. Which is why it's always, like, eye-rolling when people are like, the Olympians have a lot of sex before the games and during the games. I'm like, yeah. Oh, a bunch of young, attractive people are, like, locked together in a tight space. Oh, that would... I am shocked. I am shocked.
Stressed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, not stressed, at least strung, high-strung.
High-strung, you know? And then after their events, like, either miserable or elated.
Let's fuck. Either way, because we're humans.
Yeah.
I know what song I'm going to lead out with.
Figured it out right now.
Already figured it out. Great.
But, yeah, so I guess that comes to a wrap of our Olympic segment.
Whoa. I thought this was fucking wall-to-wall, bro.
Well, we still got to talk about the All-Star Game.
Oh, yeah, man. The highest scoring All-Star Game ever.
Yeah, ever.
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 Kyrie Irving scored the most points, got motherfucking MVP of the game. East Coast all day.
Yes, finally, because the East is so much better than the West.
Hey, that game proved it. Like, you know how happy Melo was that he finally won something kind of meaningful? He was fucking pumped.
Oh, whatever, pumped. Man. It's just like they had LeBron James, and that's all that matters.
Hey. Kyrie Irving.
Because, let's face it, yes, the East will win the championship, because the Heat will win the championship.
Exactly. But come on, let's be real about it.
Yeah, that
is way more exciting in the West.
Yeah, at least different teams have a chance. It's just kind
of. There's an illusion of a chance.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not saying to win the championship. Oh, I'm just saying to win the West.
Yeah, to win the West. Yeah.
There's a handful of teams that can do that. In the East, it's like it's gonna be the Heat, maybe the Pacers, maybe, and that's a. if you could understand my eye roll when I say maybe. Like, it's just, I don't know. But I want to say this about the All-Star Game. The NBA All-Star Game only received about, I think, a million more viewers than the...
Than
the USA-Russian hockey game, which aired at Eastern Time, 7:30 in the morning. I don't know. It's just like...
Yo, the NBA is a joke. That's what it is.
I don't know. I didn't care. I didn't really even know that the game was on.
I knew it was on. I was obviously working and, like, out of my mind because I had, like, no sleep. It was weird. But I was on Facebook and everybody was like, this dunk contest is lame. And I was like, wow, surprising is that?
There are no stars in the dunk contest.
And then the actual game happens and I'm like... Everyone, I was like, all I saw was like these uniforms are hideous and all this other shit. And wow, this nigga's on fire. But I'm like, nobody's playing defense. I know that. And then I see the score. It's like 154 to 160 or whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, of course.
That is nuts. That's just literally just being like, let's everybody take shots.
Yes. Look, how many times can we all touch the ball before the game is up? That's what it was probably like. And I don't need to watch that shit. Just like I don't need to watch the fucking Pro Bowl either.
Yeah, Pro Bowl's pretty awful.
Get rid of it. Just kidding.
They're never going to get rid
of it. No, man. There's a lot of money in that. Just like the All-Star Game. I'm sure they make way more money at the game. I don't fucking know. But those uniforms. Ugh. God damn. When I saw them, I was like, wow. These are ugly. I'd rather see the McDonald's High School All-Star jerseys out there. You know, it's ridiculous.
I think the dunk contest needs some sort of like, I don't know.
You know what the solution?
Get rid of it.
That's exactly that's the solution to the dunk contest. Get rid of it for 5 fucking years. Just get rid of it for 5 fucking
years.
Or
make
it
so people want to participate in it or like motivated to participate in it.
You know, just flat out get rid of it. Do the McRib. Seriously, get rid of it for a little while and then just bring it back. People appreciate it more.
That's true.
You know, because it's not like it was in the heyday. Like, niggas just started dunking, really, on the regular in the 80s and 90s, you know? Just like, man. And they were smaller guys, too. You know? And they were much more competitive because that's what it was. And now everybody's like grew up together and shit. Like, oh, this is my nigga. We went to college together. Eh, you know, everybody's all buddy-buddy, you know? So it's like, it's different. So just get rid of it for a little while.
Yeah.
Or just make it like a skills contest.
Because what? Like, know. LeBron released that, like, video, which was like, it's like, this is why I don't enter the dunk contest, because I just dominate every year. I'm like, God, you're a dick.
He's a dick, but it's true.
No, it's true, but I mean, like, but at the same time, I'm also like, well, what if, like, Kevin Durant, like, actually was, or, like, Blake Griffin was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck LeBron. I'm a better dunker. Because all I can do is dunk.
But that's not what they're about. And that's the point.
Man, like, I really hate the NBA.
I know. But honestly, I'm going to make it all about Boston and, by default, Brooklyn. Like, it's like Kevin Garnett's really, like, the last of the old school basketball players. Like, in terms of, like, Paul Pierce, too. But, like, KG's way more vocal. But, like, those older guys, like, you know, they just flat out hate people. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck about them, you know. Yeah. Oh, Ray Allen and that whole Ray Allen shit, you know, so that's like best example. It's like, you know, Ray Allen's like, you know, try to extend and fuck Ray Allen. I don't want to talk to that nigga. I don't got nothing to say to that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
And he really means it because he takes that shit personal, and that's what it is. It's a business mile. It's always been a business, but like these younger cats have seen what happened to the older guys, you know, they get all this money and then go broke. So, like, man, they're treating it much like a business now, you know?
Yeah, but it's just like...
But yeah, like you said, I hate the NBA. I don't necessarily hate the NBA. I strongly dislike it. You know, like that bubble, was it number 5? 1-5? Strongly agree. Yeah. Strongly disagree. Do you like the NBA? Strongly disagree. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. But I mean, we're obviously in the minority. They're getting more popular, and they're getting, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. They need it though.
But it's, I don't know. It's not the basketball I want to see.
And I've never really, really been into basketball.
Like that's that. True. It's like it's always been the four out of the big four.
Yeah, mine's is. For me, it's like football, then basketball. Then baseball, and then hockey. But the difference between my last, they're very slim. They're interchangeable. Other football's definitely number one, and the other three are interchangeable. No, hockey's always number four. But baseball and basketball are interchangeable. It just depends. Sometimes baseball seasons are really exciting for me, you know, just watching shit.
Yeah, no.
And then other times, it's just like, I don't care.
I don't know. I feel like... Basketball right now is just the least exciting because you know how it's going to end every season. Or at least for the next few seasons.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, there might be an upset or two or maybe something. But it's like, really, who's going to beat LeBron James and Dwayne Wade? And
you know? I don't know. But again, it's at the same time. It's like, that's how it was when Jordan was playing. But for some reason, everyone was captivated. There wasn't... You either didn't watch sports.
Yeah, but it was also like there was this huge bit, like, pool of talent outside of Jordan. There's not really
that's true. That's very true.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier. We were saying that time period might have been the greatest time ever.
Yeah, for the NBA.
For the NBA in terms of talent, because you had Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller,
Patrick,
Larry Bird, Matt. You know. Magic.
Everybody.
It's just all, you know.
Kareem. We can go on and on. That's the point.
You know, John Stockton, for God's sakes.
Karl Malone, too.
Yeah, Karl Malone.
Jesus Christ, the fucking mailman.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, how the fuck do we not say Charles Barkley? There's so many guys.
Yeah, it's just like...
And then even niggas you forgot about, like Larry Johnson and Penny Hardaway. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, Penny Hardaway was
so many fucking people. Shaq, like, goddamn.
Alex English.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Was it some Nuggets guy?
He was the greatest Nugget ever.
Exactly. Exactly. Just ignore that last guy. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's the point, man. Not saying that there aren't great players. And what it is, too, they all stayed in college back then.
Yeah, that's true. It was getting that 4-year degree.
They got and the game developed at a higher level. Now we're seeing
Because it's like players
in the NBA.
Yeah,
and that's like a real problem.
Well, yeah, no, I would much rather have them stay in college. The one and done is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
One and done is absolute bullshit. How did Kobe and LeBron get around that?
Oh, because before that, you could... KG, too. KG came straight out of high school.
Oh, so they that's a recent thing.
Yeah, the you have to... That's what it was to stop high schoolers coming straight to the NBA.
Because I was like, I was like, wait. Year
college. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Like, if you were good enough... Yeah, we're going to bring you straight out of high school, which was rare back then. And then, you know, people started doing it more and more, and the talent just got sloppier and sloppier as the older guys retired, you know. And at first, honestly, I thought that was an old man argument. I really did. I was like, man, fuck that. These kids are just way better nowadays. But at the same time, they are way better raw talent-wise.
But they never refine themselves.
Right, exactly. They're not refined. The diamond's in the rough.
No, it always takes like a couple years for the player to develop. And that's
that's usually when they did it in college. Yeah. And then when they got to the NBA, another 2, maybe 3 years to adjust to that level of the game. Now it's taking niggas 8 years, you know, to get like, wow. You know, I heard a comparison earlier about LeBron and Jordan. And it was like, at this point in their career, Michael Jordan was older.
Uh-huh.
But that's when he started playing his best game, you know, and they were like, LeBron hasn't even hit his peak yet, but he's been playing as long as Jordan, but he's younger. And I was just like, damn, that's crazy to think about. You know, Jordan played his best towards, you know, the end of tail end of his career. You know?
Well, I mean, everybody forgets that he was in a Wizards uniform.
Well, yeah, they're not talking about that Jordan. You know, the Bulls Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, he was in his 30s, right? So it's just like, damn, LeBron's what, 28?
Yeah. Like, he's been playing for like 10 years.
Yeah, and that's the point. Exactly. He's about to hit his prime in basketball years in like 2 years, 3 years from now. You know?
That's nuts.
It's nuts. And it's like, as long as he doesn't get injured and he doesn't seem like an injury prone kind of dude, he's going to be.
No, he's never injured.
He's going to be phenomenal as long as he has the pieces around him, because, again, to point back to it, it's not about that anymore. It's not about one guy. It's about the team and that one guy.
You think he's gonna take the Shaq model towards championships and kind of like.
He's got to. He's already proven that by going to Miami. You know, there was a pretty decent team down there.
I know, but you don't think he's just going to stay with the Heat? You think he's going to, like, bounce to...
And if there's no reason for him to win, Dwayne Wade is... I don't know how the fuck that nigga's still playing basketball. Straight up.
Gabrielle Union gives him strength.
He's all patchwork. Chris Bosh ain't that serious.
Chris is the greatest Bosh avatar to ever play basketball.
He's a raptor. You know, and then the rest of the team sucks.
Mario Chalmers!
Okay, they don't suck, but they're okay players, you know? They're good, they're not great.
Yeah, Birdman.
You know, and then it's like, all right, so D-Wade goes out, and then Bosh doesn't produce. Who are you going to bring in? LeBron's going to have another Cleveland on his hands. He's not going to deal with that shit.
Yeah, he's already tried.
When he can go somewhere else.
Lakers?
Yeah. Potentially. Who knows, man? But the thing is, I don't see him staying with a team, especially him hitting his prime. He's not going to stay with a team that can't offer him a shot to win the championship. There's no way in hell. He's already proven that when he left Cleveland. He's like, nah, y'all ain't doing enough for me. I'm bouncing, you know. Versus, like, I don't know. But like I said, that's just the old school versus the new school. I'm going to go play with my boys in the sun. You know? That's what it is. It is what it is.
He's taking his taste to Miami Beach.
Miami. But yeah. Yeah. That's why the NBA is the best.
We got a weekly big dummy.
Yeah, who's Ray Rice?
Ray Rice arrested for domestic assault. Because he, like, pushed his girlfriend in public.
What a dummy.
He's a big dummy.
Like, man, if he does that in public, what does he do when they're at home?
Yeah, and he's... Yeah, after... He He assaulted his fiance, lightly assaulted, whatever that means.
Hey, probably shoved her.
Yeah. At an Atlantic City casino.
Mad cameras. Niggas caught him instantly. Ain't that real? Oh, shit. Yo, he just pushed his girl.
It appears both parties were involved in a physical altercation, a police statement said. So he's basically like, you have to show up in court, which means he'll probably just have to do a little community service. His wife's really hot.
So if they both... Yeah. All right. You know what? If they both showed signs of physical altercation, you know what probably happened? He probably did some dumb shit. She probably came at him like a maniac. And he probably pushed her back. Or tried to, like...
Yeah, he was released on a summons.
Because I'm like, yo, she
didn't even have to post a bond.
She looks like, you know, she looks like a hood black chick. And I know how them bitches get down. I don't give a fuck who you is, nigga, or where we at. Blah, 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 blah. Bitch, get the fuck off me. Next thing you know, click, click, on the wrists. Take it easy, you know?
I cannot attest to whether or not she looks like a hood bitch.
Yeah, let me see it again.
She's a attractive lady.
Yeah, no, she's definitely like a pretty hood rat. Not the saying she's a hood rat, but she definitely... There are people... She didn't grow up with money. No, for real.
No.
You know, there's
I trust you. I trust your judgment on that. I defer to your judgment.
She looks good, though.
Oh, good she God. Look like a round, why are you around, doing this to me?
Around NFL the way, girl.
Network.
Oh, NFL Network showing the Broncos Super Bowl blowout. But not the way he was hoping. I was going to make a post on Facebook like, when the fuck is the Super Bowl? Please, somebody let me know when that game's going to happen. Or at least the Patriots lose by a field goal.
Both two people from out of town, John and another guy we know, said, man, I wanted the Broncos to lose so I can shove it in everyone's face, but they were just too sad.
Yeah, I wanted y'all to be sad, but it was fucking, it's weird, man.
It was pervasive.
It's fucking weird, man. I was just like, yo, it was like a fucking ghost town, man. And then Jess picks me up and we get on the highway and there's just red lights everywhere. I'm like, oh, damn. It's like a mass fucking exodus. Fuck this shit. This fucking stupid fucking game. You a Broncos fan? No. Man, fuck you, man. What?
Yeah.
You just mad, dog. No, nigga, you're mad. I'm happy. Because y'all niggas talk too much shit. Not everybody. Where's that guy that went to the Super Bowl? Why you say that like you don't believe him? That was funny. Inside shit. But, yeah, that was, that game sucked. As a football game.
Yeah, anyway.
As a fucking person wanting to see the Broncos suck it, it was awesome. All that shit all season long for nothing. Because Peyton Manning's your quarterback. I'm sorry to say, it's probably going to happen again.
Yeah,
probably. Because I don't... If the Patriots are healthy, I can see them beating the Broncos. But if not, then... Anywho, that's the NFL talk. Only like 5 months left, baby.
Something like that, too.
Like fucking hey, 5 months.
Pitchers and catchers reported. And some clubs started spring training.
Yay.
And thank you so much for listening. As always, follow us on Twitter.
Red Sox won the World Series. God damn it. Man, Boston. Wow. Lots of championships. Sorry.
Follow us on Twitter.
Hey, but the Rockies are going to have a fucking pool potentially in that stadium.
That sweet-ass party deck. Look at the party deck models, people.
Party deck.
Because teams that win have fucking party decks.
I'm really looking forward.
World, to I'm fucking buying my World Series tickets right now. I'm just saying that.
All right, Zach, follow us on Twitter, TMS Report.
For the ninth time.
Yep. I'm sorry. My brain is going.
sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants and I'll bet you feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two-hand touch. You want it rough, you're out of bounds. I want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House hash browns. Coming quicker than FedEx, never reaching apex. Just like Coca-Cola stock, you are inclined to make me rise an hour early, just like daylight savings time. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.